Welcome to your headquarters for knowledge and helpful advice on a variety of topics, all from trusted experts in their fields. It's time for River City Podcasts. Madison Shropshire is a registered nurse and the owner of Infinity Health. Madison brings a deep understanding of the science of the latest medical advancements to her practice, ensuring that their services are safe, effective, and always up to date with the latest research. Her goal is to help you achieve your best possible skin health and beauty, and to provide a warm and welcoming environment where you can relax and feel pampered. Kelly Anderson is a nurse practitioner and the medical director at Infinity Health. Kelly's role is to assess, diagnose, and treat a wide range of health conditions, working in collaboration with other healthcare professionals to provide the best possible care for her patients. Kelly provides compassionate and effective care that meets the unique needs of each patient and to help them achieve their best possible health outcomes. So today we are talking to Madison and Kelly at Infinity Health about Botox and filler.
We love it.
Two things you guys offer that I know I personally am super excited about and love doing with you. Madison, let's start off with Botox. Tell us some of the advantages to getting Botox with you guys in particular.
I have been performing Botox for 8 years and you've been performing it for...
Five.
So we have lots of experience. So we've been doing it for a long time. In my years of experience, I've never dropped an eyebrow. With Botox and filler, patients are nervous about it. They're scared they're going to look different. And so we sit down with you, have a consultation, talk about dosage-wise, what you're going to get, develop a personalized plan for you. That's something that we do with all of our services, is really making sure that it's not just, okay, like you're this age, you get this. Your glabella, for example, takes 20 units, and some patients are like, well, maybe I don't want to start with that. Okay, well, we can go a little bit lower. Just know that it might not last as long or what have you. So the best answer to that question is that we just really love what we do, and we make sure that all of our patients feel like our family and that you get treated great.
Let's jump back to a word you use that I don't know, and I'm guessing a lot of people don't know. Your what can take what?
So that would be the glabella.
Was that your forehead?
That is your 11, so your mean face.
Oh. What I love about you guys is when I first came in, I don't know, years ago to do Botox, I really didn't want my forehead done. I'm really not like stressed about that. It's really the crow's feet for me. So we could just have that consultation, have that conversation, just do the area that I cared about. And I know, you know, for some people, they don't care at all about the crow's feet, but they just care about the forehead. So you can do a little or all or a combo. And it's nice that you can actually talk through that with you guys.
There are other places that will refuse to treat just one area. Like they'll be like, nope, if you're coming, you have to do all three. And no, I mean, this is tailored to you. What bothers you? Doing consultations, that's the first step. People that come in and they go, what do you think I need? That's not what we're here for. We're here for you to look at yourself and tell us what's bothering you. We hand you the mirror and then we can work up a plan to help you with those options.
Okay, so Botox story. I was feeling really great about myself. And then there was like a picture that was taken, like in the sun or something. And I saw it and I'm like, Madison, I don't understand. Like, I'm looking at this picture and all I can see is crow's feet. It's like crazy because when I look in the mirror, I don't see them. And Madison just looks at me and she goes, are you smiling at yourself in the mirror? And I was like, no, I guess that explains it. So if you really want a true picture of where you're at with yourself, go in the mirror and actually do smile at yourself. That's how you'll know.
Make some faces.
Make some
you'll
faces.
You'll see where the lines are coming.
Okay, so let's say I am at work and it's a Wednesday, so I have some impact by the weekend. And I spontaneously decide I really want to come in and get some Botox and get a little refresh. And you guys have availability and I can get in. How long does it take once I get in there if I want to do, you know, a combination, maybe some forehead and crow's feet? Can I do that and get back to work? Is this an all-day thing? How long does the procedure take?
We schedule our Botox appointments for 45 minutes. It does not take us 45 minutes to actually do the procedure, but we like to have the time to sit down and talk about what you want to get done.
So you can be in and out on your lunch hour. You can be in and out before your boss notices that you've been gone a long time.
Absolutely.
And then what type of effects are you looking at that day? Like, is there going to be some red, some bruising? Does it depend based on the patient?
Patient dependent, for sure. Of course, we try to prevent any bruising, but it's sometimes you'll get one, but it can be covered very easily. Sometimes you have a little bit of redness. We do use Arnica gel, which is a homeopathic anti-bruiser, sealer, healer, and soother. So we do put that on the area afterwards. Botox aftercare, you can't lay down for 4 hours. We don't want you to exercise that evening, and we don't want you to take any aspirin.
And you guys have the cutest little ice packs.
We do.
Which I love. I am the bruise queen, and Botox doesn't do anything. Like, I can literally go to a party afterwards, and you can't tell I've had anything done as far as redness or bruising. And then something that I mentioned a few minutes ago, I don't know if you've not done this before, if you do have a unrealistic expectation that you're going to walk into Infinity looking one way and walk out looking the other way, Botox takes a minute. So tell us how long to get kind of full results from a Botox procedure.
It takes 7 to 10 days for your Botox to kick in. We have patients come back for a 2-week Botox follow-up to make sure that they're satisfied with where they got their Botox. Sometimes they want to add another area. For example, they do their crow's feet and they come in, they're like, well, now I notice my forehead lines. I want to get rid of those.
Let's talk a little bit about the average cost for a treatment. Is there a range that you can kind of share just to give people an idea?
Depending on the area, it is ranging anywhere from $200 to $700. And Botox lasts for 3 months.
I always find mine lasts like a good 6 months. Like, I feel like mine lasts a little longer. I wonder if that's a little dependent on the person or... But you definitely won't have to expect that you have to run in every 2 months. It's going to last for a while.
Yes.
Let's transition over to filler. So Botox is really that kind of upper region that we just talked about. Let's jump over to filler. Kelly, how long does it take for somebody to, say, get their lips done, start to finish?
We usually like to allow about an hour and a half. It never takes that long. But again, we want to talk to you first. We want to make sure that everybody has the same expectations going into this and that you know what is realistic for one day and one visit and one syringe and what isn't. I usually say the procedure itself, including time to numb, about an hour.
About an hour. Okay. So still not too long. And are the results from filler a little quicker than with Botox?
You will walk away from filler seeing the difference. Filler is effective immediately because it's a product that is not working on your body to change something. Botox is working to change the responsiveness of your muscles. Filler is just putting something in a space that doesn't have as much as one would like.
I think a lot of people get really freaked out when they're watching like shows like Housewives and these women that just have these crazy extreme lips. You are the master. I mean, you are definitely master of the lips. And from my experience, you really keep the integrity of somebody's mouth the same while plumping them up and just making them that most beautiful version of their own lips without looking insane. And I think that's really important to note because a lot of people offer this now and some of them really overdo it and it doesn't look natural. How do you figure out that amount and what's right to make it look natural without looking crazy?
We talk through with everybody what their plan is and what they're looking for. I do tell people from the beginning that this Kardashian lips aren't going to come out of this office. They're not going to come out immediately. Like, it can be done if that is in fact your goal, but you're already a beautiful person. All we're trying to do is boost something that you yourself are not happy with. No one needs filler. It's just something you're going to do for you to make yourself feel better. Also, it's your choice if you tell people if you have filler or not. I will want you to walk around looking like, no, you just aren't naturally that well hydrated with plump lips and beautiful cheeks.
Just got some new gloss.
Structure.
Just got some new plumping gloss.
Beautiful face care regime that you partake in. So natural is definitely what we're going for because people are inherently beautiful as they are. All we're doing is adding a little to make you feel better.
We like to say that we are restoring loss and not augmenting.
Well, and that's where a lot of this started, right? Because you're doing hormone replacement therapy and people are feeling so great and so young, and then they're wanting to look a little bit better too. And that's kind of how that all...
That's exactly how it happened.
What about the after effects from getting filler with regard to, be again, that same kind of question, going back to work? Like, what are the effects for the next, say, 24 hours in terms of redness or bruising?
It's definitely patient dependent. We have a lot of little tricks up our sleeve to try and help mitigate the redness and the bruising, but there's no way of knowing who's going to get really red, who's going to bruise, and you can't prevent anything. But we try lots of different techniques to make sure that when we're injecting, we're decreasing our risk of bruising. That same day, I don't want you to put makeup on until we've made sure that it's been a few hours. Give your skin some time to heal. I don't want you using any rough cleansers that day, so don't exfoliate. Your regular cleanser is fine. I don't want you to massage the area that we've injected. If we've done your lips, we'll give you some guidance on what you are going to want to eat, what you're not going to want to eat, and there's a soreness that comes with filler that does not come with Botox. So a lot of people will find that they don't need to take anything. It's not a pain. They just are aware that they had something done. So we recommend things like you're not going to want to go and eat a triple-decker sandwich. You're not going to want to use a straw if you had lip filler. You're not going to want to lay on your cheek if you just had cheek filler. So little things that you notice.
What about like making out?
72 hours.
So guys, there's a lot of places that are offering filler and Botox. There's parties. We're seeing celebrities, seeing people that just look sort of over-injected. How do you know if a place is reputable? How do you know if they're going to do it right? There's a lot of half-off injection parties and things like that. It scares me for people going to a situation like that versus somewhere like you guys. What are the dangers of kind of jumping on these Botox sales or filler parties?
The biggest danger is you don't know the quality of the product. Has it been diluted down a little bit? You just want to make sure that where you're going, that they're going to do it right, that they've been trained, that the product is coming from a reputable source. Can you really trust that it is a Allergan Juvederm, or is it really Botox, or is it something that someone found on the internet that they're just trying to shove in people?
If you're going to go to a party, I surely would hope that at least a couple of people in the room have been injected by the provider that's doing the service at the party.
Right.
100%.
Well, and then there's also the fad of ordering these things online that are coming from other countries.
Yeah, don't do that.
And trying to save money with that. Yeah. And it's like they're cement, you know, or just insanity in the things that are coming that are not regulated.
That's where you have all these filler horror stories.
Yeah.
It's not coming from people that have been doing it for years and they know it. It's the people that are like, I'm just going to train and just go for it. It's an art. You have to know what you're doing.
It is an art. And I think that's the most important thing. It's an art. Also, you guys are nurses. You're medically trained. This is your face.
Also work to stay up to date. So we stay involved in what's going on in the filler and Botox world. And we do trainings and we're constantly learning to make sure that we are following best practices at all times.
And how quickly can somebody get in if they're hearing this and they're super excited and inspired? Is it something that people can get in fairly quick the same week with you guys or a couple week wait?
I would say a week or two.
For everybody listening that's ready to get a little spruce up. Madison and Kelly, thank you for being here. Thank you for educating us on fillers and Botox. And for everybody listening, go ahead and get your appointment for your holiday parties or for those great first dates, second dates, marriage dates, whatever date.
Wedding.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to River City Podcasts. If you're interested in setting up a podcast for your business, go to rivercityconsulting.com.